Hey everybody, Clear Shots is brought to you by Pinecast. Pinecast is an easy-to-use podcast hosting site, and it lets you post your show to all of the leading podcast platforms, including Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anything you can think of. It's only $5 a month for their cheapest plan, and if you want to sign up, you can do that today by using the promo code R-63F8FB. Gives you 40% off your first 4 months and helps us out. Today we had Zamaya on the show. It's his first time being on here. He's a friend of both of ours. I've met him a few times at certain parties and things like that. Jake went to school with him. And we had a good time. We talked about random movies and shit, TV shows. But a lot of random conversation, so enjoy.
Don't give him clear shot.
All right, let's do it.
You can pull up your character sheet. Let's see that shit.
All right.
We're talking about Baldur's Gate.
Mine is on Adobe
PDF,
whatever it is. Yeah, PDF viewer. It's nice to have. What do you use?
D&D Beyond.
Oh, okay.
You just make your character sheet right on here. You can put all your spells in and whatnot.
Yeah, I think I tried to use that.
You have to pay for it?
But no.
No, it's really?
All free. You have your equipment, features and traits, description, actions, spells, proficiencies and languages, skills. You can put notes down, creatures, abilities, saves, and whatnot.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh no, where I'm only level 15. I thought I was level 20.
Yeah, trying to flex on us.
Huh? Yeah, no, my DM has been doing the level scaling a little weird because he'll be like, "Oh fuck, I forgot to level you guys up the past 5 sessions. Just put your characters up to level 15."
Yeah,
we're just like, "All right."
We don't even do XP or anything. It's just
milestones.
We're just like, yeah, like at a certain point of the campaign, we just level.
Gotcha.
Basically. I feel like keeping track of experience and things would be kind of a pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's the first time I've played, so.
Yeah. Well, when I played with Holly the first time, I didn't get to make a character. I had to use one that was pre-made. I had to, like, fill in for somebody that left.
Yeah, but.
Which was cool.
It's okay. It's nothing like playing with your own character that you made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like there's I think a lot of it is like he kind of wants us to role play and we don't as much as we probably should.
Well, that's what happens in most sessions because the more and more people you get together, like the less people are going to want to role play because people are just going to want things to go quicker.
Yeah.
Because role playing takes more time.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
But it does make everything a lot, like, the story a lot more rich.
Yeah. It probably makes it more, a little bit more immersive. I would think that if you're all role-playing, it would bring you into, you would make you more interested in what's going on.
That's what I try to do. My guys, mine and Polly's guys are both alcoholic chauvinists. Yeah. So, like, whenever there's an opportunity to get drunk or get laid, we immediately take it.
Yeah. My character is a, she was a noble, and she's like, very highborn and everything like that, but when she gets drunk, she goes on a murderous rampage and blacks out and does really fucked up stuff. Like, I think this one time she got drunk. And we had Carl Martin in our group at the time, and he ended up getting bamboozled by some thieves, and they took all of his stuff, and they kidnapped him. And I ended up finding out where they went, and went to the place where they were at, and tied up the guys, slit one of their throats, and took one of the other guys' peepees, and it was pretty.
You could say
it's pretty.
He took his peepee,
his penis. Yeah, I took his peepee. I didn't know what kind of censoring we had to do on this show.
Yeah, we censor it out. Yeah. We beep all the F words.
Yeah, we don't.
Dude, imagine how long that would take.
Oh my fuck!
All the fucking Fs.
especially when we had like Bill on. Like,
I'll just be on my best behavior to start off with, and then we'll see how things go.
Well, you already drank half that natty daddy, so
yeah. No. This comes out on the Disney Channel podcast network.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh man. So we have Zamayan today. Whatever day this is going to be released on, currently January 9th.
Yeah, so it's going to be like 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks from now, yeah.
Okay.
So,
probably. We have things booked, so that's why. Like, yeah. Let's see. So, Bill's
Bill
next.
Tuesday for
Bill,
49.
Bill is 2 weeks ago for you guys. That
Yeah, you already listened to Bill, hopefully 80 times. And then we have Brian, which is a week ago.
Yeah, so it's not a spoiler.
Yeah. I know. They're going to be like, wow, they can tell the future. Yep. And the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl, so that'll be sweet.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
They're going to be playing New England.
Yeah, we can say it now because it's guaranteed.
Yeah. We speak it into existence.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't think Bill will make it.
Yeah.
Sports.
Samaya's a diehard sports guy.
Oh yeah, I've known him. I love sports.
We've been friends for about 10 years now. And if you were like, hey Jake, who's the guy you've been friends with for 10 years that loves sports the most? No hesitation, if he's
Samaya. Balls, pucks, nets, fucking love them, dude. Yeah.
Goalies,
that's my shit.
His favorite is water sports.
Yeah, dude. Water polo is the most intense sport you can ever play.
I'm a big goalie handsome. Guy. You know, I like those forwards. You know, I like forwards a lot.
Yeah.
He hates video games. He hates music. He's just all sports, all Catholicism.
All sports and Catholicism.
Christ. Yep. That's me. I'm your guy.
Yeah, he's the god.
He's your boy.
Oh man, so it's good to have you on.
Yeah,
this might be the earliest we've done a podcast.
Yeah, I'm surprised that both of us managed to wake up.
I'm surprised you managed to wake up at all.
There's a good amount of light in the room, which is
a
big
difference.
There's
a lot of light. It's fucking weird.
Couple of the other.
I drank a lot yesterday, and I made it home. And when I came here, I was like, "Yeah, I go. I made it home like before 1 o'clock." And he goes, "You made it home?" I had quite a bit. And like 4.5 natural daddies.
Yeah.
And then like 2 beers on top of that.
Isn't that one night I walked you home? I remember patches. I remember like trying to
call. Oh,
like,
yeah. When you walked me home, was it the Sting?
Yeah. We were walking home from the Sting. Yeah. And I was trying to walk back to my house after I dropped you off. And you know, like that like big ass fence that like separates the houses from. Like that 104.
Oh yeah, here. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to fucking climb one of the fences and jump over. It didn't work out well. I ended up cutting myself up real fucking bad. I woke up with a bunch of gashes and shit. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, jumping fences never works the way it does in movies.
No, but like when you're drunk, you're like, dude, I can fucking clear that easily. It's like, dude, that's pussy work. And then you get up to it and you're like, it's no good.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Get stuck on the top, close rip.
There's only a certain number of fences I've tried to jump, and I feel like I've failed every single time.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I don't recall any times I've jumped fences, you know?
It's a lot easier when you're younger and you don't have to stretch as much.
Right, yeah.
I don't think people value the art of stretching. Like, I never hear people say, yeah, I started my day with a good stretch. They're like, oh, yeah, I had a cup of coffee.
Well, you know, you really should.
Yeah, you're supposed
to. You really
to.
Should you really as soon should. As you get up. I mean, that's what dogs do, right? They know what they're doing.
Everybody should just do what dogs do.
Yeah, dude. What
the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they even have their own yoga pose. Let's fucking get with it.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, it's weird. How do dogs do that?
They just kind of naturally know they should stretch.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, yeah, we
They're
should.
Like, oh, we're
do
awake.
This.
We should.
It's
stretch.
Good for you, so we should probably do this.
You think dogs drink coconut water with a splash of mango?
Yeah. Do they worry about their health?
Yeah. Do they? No, they don't. I don't even think they have the part of their brain that lets them know that they exist.
Well,
shit, that's deep.
I don't know. I don't know because
Do you think dogs know that they have like mortality?
Are they? I don't know that they know. They probably don't know they can die. That's what I would imagine.
Do they?
I don't.
I mean, some people don't even know that.
That's probably
die.
Not a concept that they just know from the get-go.
Right.
Like, you kind of got to be taught that. Like, what do you think, like, before, like, when you're just a little kid, you just thought you popped out and you lived forever until your parents just sent you the bad news. Sorry, sorry, kiddo. After 100 years, you expire.
Yeah.
Or even closer. What? Nowadays, it's like, what, fucking 60?
About 40 or something.
Especially if you're a little kid and tubes are a big part of your life, you're probably not going to make it to 20. Yeah. If you're a little kid and you look around your bedroom and there's tubes and wires, you're not.
Yeah. Tubes and wires are never a good sign.
If you have a lot of frequent free trips to Disney World, also with tubes.
You go to Chuck E. Cheese, forget about it.
Yeah. No. Those are big tubes, though.
Those are colorful tubes, though.
My mama was always afraid of letting me go in those. She's like, there's going to be broken glass and syringes and shit, nothing, razor blades. I'm like, who is going in these tubes leaving that shit in?
Right.
There?
Like, what are they bringing into the tubes?
Chuck E. Cheese's, dude.
There's like little kids with JD bottles. Like, they crawling through the tubes and then they get drunk, smash them on the side of it.
And they're whistling. Leave the broken glass. They're like,
it is weird, though. Like, how do you clean those things?
You use little industrial chemicals.
No, you use little kids to clean it, right? You just attach, like, you attach cloth to their knees and let them climb through them.
I think that's where their midget clientele comes into play.
Yeah, it has
to be. They just send them up there.
I mean, it's
some rags.
You probably could disassemble it, but it's a pain in the ass.
I didn't mean to be insensitive. I meant little person.
You could say midget. It's fine. Yeah. We can't have any of them on the show anyway.
Yeah, they couldn't reach the microphone.
Oh, I don't know any dwarves or midgets or little persons smaller. Yeah.
I do not either. And I would like to know one. I wanna No, like serious. Like, I would like to be friends with a little person just to like know what their life is like.
It's probably like ours but littler.
It's just smaller.
Do you think they get the same size tubes though? Like, or do they have smaller tubes for
fucking tubes,
for sick little people?
Everything's bigger for them, dude. Imagine that. Imagine if everything was bigger. That's what they have to live through every day. That's why they don't like being called midgets.
They got to be worried about getting swooped up by fucking eagles and hawks and shit.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen? Not with little people, but like with humans in general. Do you think a hawk has ever like nabbed a baby?
Like a little kid?
Tried, maybe.
Maybe.
That would be a pretty like big source of food. Like that would be a good couple weeks of
depending on the baby, it'd be a good source of tubes too.
I mean, it would have to be
it's one of those words that like it feels good to say.
Tubes. Like traffic.
Yeah, traffic, Celador.
Oh, traffic's crazy today, man. It's like, oh, is it? is that where we're
you
at
are
now?
The traffic, you asshole.
I would imagine the child would have to be isolated in some way. Like, it'd have to be by itself, like out in the open, just like wandering around, you know? Like, because I feel like a hawk isn't going to go at it if there's other people around, you know.
Maybe an eagle. Eagles have balls.
Eagles, yeah, they might.
They're ballsy.
Is it the harpy eagle or the golden eagle will actually take goats and throw
them they'll
off
drop
and
them
shit.
Off of fucking cliffs.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so
that's
like
a strong fucking bird.
That could happen to your kid.
If it's picking up especially a goat, it could pick up you.
Especially if a kid has like goat-like like
qualities,
appearances and qualities.
No, it just has a goatee, a couple horns.
Yeah, just a goatee. I mean, some kids do look like goats, I guess.
Like, Billy Bob Thornton's kids definitely look like goats.
Right, yeah.
They're centaurs.
Wait, which one's a centaur?
Is that the goat one? Is that centaur?
I think centaur is like a half horse, half man.
You're right.
It's like a horse with like a dude's body on the front.
Fuck.
A torso, and it's always a jacked torso.
It's in Narnia.
Too.
Come on. Like the Captain. Mr. Tumnus. I can remember his name. I just can't remember what the fuck he is. They call him a fawn, but I know that's not the right term.
Vernacular. I don't know. It's like, yeah.
We'll just go with ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't think that means what you think it means.
It's definitely what it means.
What is a goat person called?
A goat person. Okay, isn't that like just demonic as fuck? Like, isn't it something?
Sometimes people call the player who messes up to lose the game the goat. But the goat that I mean is the greatest of all time. All
right, is this where we're at in society where when we look up goat, that fucking shit pops up? Makes me want, ugh.
I thought it would be Aaron Rodgers. I thought you were going to just get Aaron Rodgers to pop up. Or Tom Brady.
Goat people. Yeah, they're called fawns.
Really?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That was a little weird. I'm thinking of something different, too. The ones in God of War that you, like, rip their fucking heads off.
Yeah, they have a different name, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do in God of War.
That's probably the correct name.
God of War.
Bad goat guys. People.
Goat dudes. Pan. Fawns.
Fuck.
Satyr.
Satyrs.
Satyrs.
Satyrs. That's what they're fucking called. The satyrs.
Huh.
Yeah, these guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that guy. Those guys.
Oh, yeah. You they're kill a lot of those.
Assholes.
Wait, have you played God of War?
Yeah.
The new one.
I played it.
Yeah. I played the new one. I played the first one. I played the second one.
Did you play the third one?
The third one I have, and I've played the
third one's 10 my minutes favorite one, I think. I think.
It has the best boss battles in yeah, the whole time.
I got it remastered because cool. I never had PS3. So I got it. I just got it recently. But I just haven't really just played through it, really.
The only thing I didn't like about the new one was it lacked boss battles. There wasn't as many as I would have liked there to be. There was some, but I was
like, and then like a bunch of them were against Baldur, so like you couldn't kill him.
Yeah, so it's like even you're fighting him, it's like, all right, what's the point of doing this?
Like, I'm just going to fight him until a cutscene happens.
Exactly. Just press buttons here and there.
That was cool, though. I did like how I liked that. The first scene is a boss battle, isn't it? When you're in the shack in the
yeah, because I think you're doing shit before no, it's not you're hunting with because
there's a flashback right at the beginning.
I thought
you are hunting.
You're hunting
with
Atreus at the beginning, yeah, and then you meet
and then you go back to the hut.
That Baldur guy,
yeah,
or Baldur, whatever,
something. Is it Baldur?
I don't remember.
He can't die, which is pretty crazy.
Is that the guy you carry his head around?
No.
No,
that's a different dude.
Oh, shit, I don't remember his name either.
I don't know.
That was pretty cool, too, though.
I played all of 10 minutes of God of War 4, and I was at Stubba's, and I was watching him and Dan play through it when it came out, and I was like, yeah, looks like cool, looks like Lords of the Fallen.
Nice. You know what game didn't grab me at all, which really upset me was the new Spider-Man game.
Really?
I got like halfway through and I never finished it because I just felt like I was playing the same missions over and over again.
Hmm.
Like, I was like, I liked it. I wouldn't say it was a bad game or I hated it. I just, like, it didn't click with me. I got to go back and give it another playthrough and actually pay attention to it because a lot of good games were coming out.
I was just concerned with how it was going to feel to play, like the
makes
movement
you feel like Batman.
Oh, that's good.
It
really makes you feel like Batman.
Yeah. Oh, it's the perfect Batman experience.
I went back and played
Black Knight. What is it?
Yeah, whatever the newest one is.
Arkham Knight?
Arkham Dark.
Arkham Knight?
Arkham Darkham?
Arkham Knight. I just couldn't remember any of the controls. As soon as I started playing, I was like, what do I do with any of these buttons?
They kind of change them up every game a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they add so much.
Arkham Asylum was just... I mean, that was pretty much perfect. I mean, they didn't really have to change much.
I played that finally for the first time like a few months ago, and it was really, really good.
Really good.
I didn't beat it. But
Origins was painfully short. Oh, it was so short.
Wait, is it the second one?
That was City. City was the second
City,
one.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
it was
the
second one.
So I didn't play Origins then.
Yeah, Origins was like the... It was... What
I thought
it
was
spinoff
like,
kind of a game. Kind of like a spinoff game. It was supposed to take place in between like I think Arkham City.
It's the same like mechanics like though.
Yeah, except for like there was like only a couple main enemies. Like there was Bane,
He-Man, the Iron Cheek.
Yeah, he was in it.
The Regenerators from Resident Evil 4.
Yep.
The Undertaker.
Yep.
Joey Bruiser.
Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz. Listen to you, cocksucker.
King Dedede from Smash Bros. I completely forgot.
That's what we should do about with the clear shots video.
The boss
game.
Battles in Origins.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of the fucking... I know his name's not the Shocker, but he's like the... He's like the equivalent.
Oh, I know
that
guy.
The Electrocutioner. Yeah. That's his name. You have him, Electrocutioner, Dead... Slade was one of them. And then...
what's his other name? Deathstroke?
Deathstroke, yeah. Slade's his Teen Titans name.
I never watched that show.
Dude, the it
original
was really
Teen
good.
Titans? It was really
I
good.
Heard it was good, but...
It was really good. It was so actually, good. Like, a sad show. Like...
Yeah. Hit you in the feels.
Yeah. I actually don't mind Teen Titans Go that much either. When I first watched it, I really hated it. And then I saw the episode where they watched the old Teen Titans. And then it became really self-aware for a little bit. And it was really good. I mean... It's one of those... I'm not going to fucking subscribe to Hulu to watch Teen Titans Go, but like...
I already subscribed to watch Sunny and South Park.
Yeah, and Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bravest Warriors?
Yeah. I fucking love that show.
That show is really good.
But I've seen a good amount of it.
Cass showed me that. It's fucking gold.
It's like, great.
Did you watch that? I showed you an episode of that, right? Bravest Warriors?
I don't know.
It's a Pendleton Ward.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it looks like Adventure Time, but it's in space. And I did show it to you. It was all over the place.
All I can think of is that show. Is it Deadliest Warrior? Deadliest. Where they used to do.
That show was great.
That show was awesome.
I had that show torrented on my fucking.
Yeah, I remember we used to watch that all the time. And
how can you watch any of them more than once though?
Dude, it's like you just smoke a lot of weed.
Oh, yeah.
It's marijuana helps that a lot.
The first season was really good, and then afterwards they were just like getting into crazy shit. They were like, a mouse versus a fucking like.
They ran out of ideas.
Yeah,
they were like
they
a man.
Out of people.
They were like a man with 1,000 mice versus a man with 100 rats.
Yeah, it turned into that fucking video game. That one fucking
Deadliest Warrior.
No, that video. No.
Totally accurate battle simulator.
Fun. Yes.
Yep.
50 million penguins versus like one roided out fucking gorilla.
I mean, yeah, it was cool when you had like the samurai versus like the fucking Greek soldiers.
Once it got into the realistic ones, it was like, okay, really? What's the point? We already know who wins.
Yeah, you
when
had
they
like
would
the,
do,
the
they did like,
Spetsnaz
they were like
versus
let's do
like
the Taliban versus the Green Berets. And it's like, we're doing that now. It's on the news.
Yeah.
like they're doing that overseas, bro. Where are you at?
Tune into fucking ABC or NBC or something.
CNN sues them for copyright infringement.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, we own the war in Iraq, so
I remember they did the one that was like my favorite one was it was like Shaka Zulu and his clan versus like Spanish conquistadors
it's
or
like,
some shit.
You wonder how accurate any of that shit is. Like they used some facts and shit, but like they pretty much just did it to reenact the scenes.
Yeah, and that's the only thing you wanted to watch.
Yeah. That's really
what was the other really fucking edgy show? 1,000 Ways to Die.
BattleBots.
Oh, that show was something to just watch.
That show was so silly.
It was like
I don't use the word silly a lot, but that show was very silly. Yeah,
there's some of those that stuck with me though. Like that'll like make me like that. There'll be similar things that are like related to what that person died with, and I'll just be like,
some of them just got fucking crazy, dude. They're telling you, like, if you eat a chicken bone, your stomach's going to pierce and pour out into your insides and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? No.
I remember watching the one that was, like, way too many steps for me to even think that it was fake or real.
And it's always, they always, like, sexualize the women in that show.
Always.
They do. It's on Spike.
And there's always a dude that's like trying to get laid, and that's how he dies. Like, they're basically telling you don't try to get laid or you'll die.
There was this one. There was this guy peeping on a lady from like across the street, And he was like looking through binoculars and his fucking window was open. And for some reason, his phallic penis was hanging out of the fucking window.
Yeah.
And somehow it's the just, window just shut on his dick and cut it off that. And he bled out and died. That was that fucking part of the episode. I was like, what?
Yeah, the like board that was holding it up fell out.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, really all that happened was a guy fucking got killed by a window and you turned it into his dick got cut off by a window.
Yeah, and like, he's being a perv.
Like you had to turn it into a dick thing because it was on spike.
Yep.
I remember the one where they were talking about the Russian gangsters, how they were like putting, they were like, what's the word? Canonizing people, like putting them into the gang. And what they had to do was they would take hydrochloric acid and burn off their fingertips with acid so they didn't have fingerprints.
Yeah.
And so they did that and you know, they're celebrating and they pour shots of vodka, not realizing that they accidentally poured the hydrochloric acid and they all took shots of it and they all died. It's like, no, you'd be able to find that online. That didn't happen.
That's true, yeah. They would literally Google those things, and they would come up.
I think Google killed 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah. There was another one where it was like a Nazi war general or something like that was like snorting cocaine down in a fucking bunker. And he was doing it. He kept it in like his bullets or whatever like that, and some of the gunpowder got mixed in with the cocaine, and he schneefed it up, and it fucking made his brain bleed, and he just fucking...
That's what happens.
I remember there was one too where there was this. It was, they were talking about like a Cuban or something cocaine dealer that would cut his coke with diamond dust.
What?
Because he was stupid and he didn't realize.
Why would you cut your coke with something that's worth more than a coke?
Yeah, that doesn't make.
That's the whole point of cutting it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's. I mean, maybe he's just trying to make it worth more. Yeah. So you can sell it for a higher price. You just tell people there's diamonds in it.
And then they're like, when I die, if I snort that? And he's like, yep.
Yeah.
Probably, gee, yeah.
It'll fuck you.
I mean, it's a prestige thing, you know. You just hold on to it. Spike had some good shows, actually. Like, they had, didn't they have Blue Mountain State?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Spike is still on TV. That. It's just, like, different now.
Mm-hmm. They used to have the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
It's not geared completely towards men now.
Back when the Ultimate Fighter was actually good. When Roy Nelson was fighting. Brendan Schaub was on there, too.
Yeah, didn't he lose to Roy Nelson?
He was on season 10.
Spike.
That used to be a good show. I don't know. I don't even think they do it anymore. I think they just do the Dana White Contender Series or whatever.
Yeah. Let's see. Programming. List of programs by Spike.
I guarantee it's fucking, like, at least like the shit that's on now is fucking horrible.
The Mist? Did you ever watch The Mist?
Is it a show?
Yeah. Stripperella? What?
That sounds good.
Gary the Rat? What? Huh? I am Bruce Lee. I am Chris Farley. I am Dale Earnhardt. I am Evel Knievel. I am Heath. This is all separate stuff. It's just split.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time.
NASCAR? They had NASCAR? Who the fuck would watch NASCAR on Spike TV?
Whoever wants to watch NASCAR, right?
I guess.
I mean, if you they only had Raw? Have certain
TV Raw was package. On Spike TV for 5 years. 2000 to 2005.
I'm currently trying to fucking shut down my cable.
Maybe it really? Was on Spike.
Yeah, dude, they started, like, it used to be $110 for TV, for cable and internet. And now they just bumped it up to $147 a month.
For cable and internet?
Yeah, and I called them, I was like, so what the fuck is going on with my bill? And they were like, oh, so you had some sort of discount and blah, 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 blah. And then active January 1st, I'm like, oh, fuck you guys, take me off. I was like, how do I cancel my cable right now? Yeah. They're like, oh, I'll transfer you to the apartment 15 minutes later when I need to be at fucking work.
I think it's $45 bucks for just internet. I'm pretty sure. Something like that. 70. Really?
Yeah, it was 45 70 is like high speed or something like that.
Oh, for high speed, yeah.
Yeah, I got to get the fucking high speed package.
Yeah, he needs the 100 kilobytes per second.
It depends on where you are, really.
Yeah.
Some people just don't need it. I mean, if you have a good connection in general, it's not really that necessary.
Well, you use Ethernet cords, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, that is the way Ethernet to go. Ethernet
tubes.
Optimally, if you can Ethernet everything, you're in good shape. But it's just, I mean, some things you just gotta fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah, for sure.
My laptop, I used to Wi-Fi sometimes, and then after a while, I was not getting good connection at all in video games. So I just fucking hooked the Ethernet up.
Well, that's where you're gonna notice the most, for sure, is games.
Like, I fucking tower.
I pretty much Wi-Fi everything except my Xbox, but and I get decent connections, but you do get lag in certain games, especially if you're playing like with multiple people.
Yeah, when you and I are trying to play together, it's impossible.
Yeah,
and then when it's me, you, and Sean trying to play PUBG, actually, it's weird. I've noticed when it's me, you, and Sean, it actually isn't that bad for some reason. Yeah.
Well, because all the Wi-Fi is in one spot.
Yeah,
you know. It would be funny if you could see Wi-Fi.
No, it wouldn't.
Because then you wouldn't be able to see.
That wouldn't be cool. Because
then you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah, it'd be like it would just be everywhere. It's all code.
It's kind of weird.
In the Matrix.
It's fucking, that shit's all floating around us all the time.
Waves.
Internet is everywhere.
Yeah, maybe that's what's giving everybody cancer.
I think so.
Definitely.
Is it the internet is giving everybody
fucking Wi-Fi?
And it's not even, it's like the most obvious conclusion and no one's even really thought about it.
These things, they give you cancer, dude. Yeah. All the food's poison.
Poison! See, that's a show we talked about a little bit yesterday with Dave.
That's another reason to get Hulu.
Yeah, it's Tim and Eric.
Fuck, yes.
Did we ever? We didn't.
I've watched it too many goddamn times because the episodes are so short. You can watch the whole thing
in a day.
Yeah. Basically. Oh my god. Like yeah, probably 4 hours.
Yeah. Because how many episodes are in each season? Like 10,
I have all 5 on DVD.
10 to 12.
Then
maybe.
Bedtime Stories didn't get fuck all for episodes. Like yeah, they only got like one season. Then they were.
They
done.
Have another season, but they don't have it released. Oh. It's not like on Hulu or anything.
Yeah. The second
they
season
also
is
had,
great.
When I went to Boston. For to see Tim and Eric live,
right?
And we met Tim, which was fucking awesome. He was like hanging out in the streets, that's like awesome. Just in Boston. We walked right by him, and then I think like Wes recognized, no, Vinny recognized him, and he saw him out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, oh shit! And then we all went back to him. He's wicked. He's actually super nice,
really?
And he's not as fucking fat as he looks on TV.
That's good. I don't like.
Well, they say the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, he was really like friendly and shit. But he, they showed at their show. They did like special. They did a special episode of, Bedtime Stories, and they did like a exclusive like version episode of Awesome Show or whatever. And they did them specifically for the live show. And then they said like they were gonna release. Like a special or whatever, and they did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was like, they released it. Yeah, I don't remember when.
It was just like
a half hour.
Yeah,
I need more Jeff Goldblum content.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Jeff Goldblum on any Adult Swim show is amazing.
Jeff Goldblum. Rephrase that. Jeff Goldblum
is amazing.
Anything is fucking amazing. Okay.
Have you seen the video of him where he's walking down the red carpet for a movie premiere that he just like. It's Jeff Goldblum, so they're gonna let him in.
Yeah,
and he's just hanging out, and they're like, he's like, yeah, this is a cool birthday present. I get to walk the red carpet, and they're like, oh, happy birthday! How does it feel? He's like turned 60.
Yeah,
it's like, how does it feel to turn 60? And he goes on this extremely long, like philosophical, like talk about how he's 60. He's technically 60, but he isn't really 60. And he's such a crazy.
It's funny
because
like he sucks you in, and you have to pay attention to him.
Yeah,
even though he talks like really slow and like deliberate.
Yeah. It's funny. My uncle Frank, my dad's older brother, reminds me exactly like Jeff Goldblum. Like the way his mannerisms, the way he talks, he's very soft spoken and intelligent. But he also is a really, really good storyteller.
Yeah.
but I love.
It's just his stories take so long to get to like what's going on.
I love what's it called.
Have you ever seen that thing where he goes shopping and he like makes foods and shit like that with different people?
No, I haven't.
It's a YouTube channel thing where he does. He takes like different people out shopping with him, and he goes to like Whole Foods and shit. Actually, no, he goes by himself. There's like one episode where he cooks with somebody, but he goes shopping by himself, and he just like he makes everyone who's like in the grocery store who's working there just like a part of the whole thing, and they make him feel awkward as shit. But it's hilarious because it's Jeff Goldblum, and like not a lot of people realize who they're talking to.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's not a very recognizable guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'd be able to pick him out. Yeah, the yeah, for sure. That, because that's Jeff Goldblum. But
yeah,
but like.
especially if he's in his Jeff Goldblum Man Group attire. The black sweater, like the black turtleneck, and he's painted blue. I feel like that's a little bit obvious.
He blew himself early.
I fucking love Arrested Development.
That's an amazing show.
What is it? He was in, did you guys ever watch NTSF SD SUV?
I watched a couple episodes of that. That was one of Adult Swim's shows that was like a little bit too out there for
me. Dude, it's fucking gold in my opinion.
And like General Hospital was just enough.
Oh, Children's Hospital?
Children's Hospital, yeah.
That show that was just fucking weird. I like that one too a lot.
I like Rob Corddry though. He's pretty good.
It was subtly weird. Like NTSU, whatever the fuck that was. That was
National
like
Terror
in
Strike
your
Force,
face
San Diego Sport Utility.
Fucking stupid.
Man. I loved it because I loved CSI and SVU.
It was
and,
basically just a
and it was just
that.
A wicked fucking like disgraceful parody of those shows.
Well, and like I couldn't take Andre from the League seriously.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's like Reno 911 was meant to just be a parody of Cops.
Yeah, and it was great.
Reno that was
that's one of my favorite shows.
That was a great show.
One of my favorites. I loved that.
I didn't
show.
Watch it that much when it was on, and then afterwards I was like, this seems like it would be fucking hilarious.
I remember being little and thinking it was actually Cops, and that's why I liked it so much, and then I realized it wasn't real. Because it's set up like Cops, you know, and you think it's real when you're nine. But anyway, there's an episode of NTSF with Jeff Goldblum where they have to track him down, and he's like this international wanted terrorist guy. But what he does is he's constantly on a yacht in international waters, so they can't arrest him. But the yacht is like keeps going back and forth between U.S. waters and then like Asia's waters, so they have to go there, and he runs around and he keeps track of where he is on the boat to make sure he's always in international waters on the boat. It's like it's wicked crazy. It's like a whole cat and mouse thing.
No, you're thinking of Jurassic Park. I think
he wasn't in Jurassic Park.
Who
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, no. I guess you're right. That definitely wasn't in that.
It wasn't Jeff Goldblum. You're thinking of Jeff Foxworthy.
I'm thinking of Newman.
Shit.
Oh, my God. Jurassic Park is great. We talked about that with Dave last week.
We did?
Yeah, we talked about Jurassic Park for a bit. Do you like Jurassic Park?
I do.
Do you like the Jurassic Worlds?
I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one. I don't watch a lot of movies, which is terrible. I watch a lot of TV shows, because TV shows keep going. Movies are like instant gratification, then it's over, and it's like...
Eh. I feel like a lot of times with movies, if it's a good one, I'm like, well, what the fuck? Like, I want to watch more of this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I watch TV shows, so I don't have that happen.
Yeah. And then it does happen.
Yeah.
Just takes longer.
Yeah, and then the show ends and you're like, well, now what?
Yeah, unless it's fucking like a one-season show. Yeah.
Like Trailer Park Boys, that needs to die. Like
I'm surprised they're... Well, I don't know if they're going to still do it. But
I know. Like I've stuck around with it for so long, and I was like, okay, J-Rock and them left. I'll give this one season a shot. Yeah. I was only... The newest season, I was only able to get two episodes in. Then I couldn't do it anymore.
I mean, it's
what's
just
the newest season?
The newest one where they try to go legit, and they're doing the beer, I think.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, oh, that's the newest one.
Is that the last one with Leahy?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The thing is, it's like some of it was okay, and then it's just not. It wasn't the same. It didn't feel as low budget either.
Yeah.
Like that was what was funny about it, really.
Yeah. Tom Arnold and those guys, like
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg was okay, but what's his fucking name?
Doug Benson.
I fucking hate Doug Benson.
I can't stand Doug Benson.
That dude's the most worthless fucking comedian in my eyes. I fucking hate him. Like, what is your shtick? Being stoned? That is it?
That is his
shtick. That's his shtick, and it's not fun. Like, I've seen his stand-up's kind of funny, but like
I didn't know he did stand-up.
I've watched one of his stand-up, and what he does, he, like, goes on Twitter, and he, like, comments on like, tweets and shit like that. And I'm like, that's...
Yeah.
That's just grasping for content on stage, dude. Like, that you're being lazy.
Yeah. He does that Getting Doug with High show on YouTube.
It's so stupid.
Stupid. Like,
it's so bad.
His entire character on Trailer Park Boys is like, you did not need to be there at all whatsoever.
No, they all they wanted was star power, basically just pull some guys in for an episode.
It's like Tom Arnold, who the fuck knows who Tom Arnold is, honestly. Like, who would honestly look at a movie and go, holy shit, that's Tom Arnold? Yeah. Like,
they really could have just been fine with Snoop Dogg. Yeah. They had Sebastian Bach in that a couple seasons before that.
That was badass. I like Sebastian
Bach on there was good because he's a solid, like, B or C level celebrity.
Sebastian Bach is the fucking man.
I know he is. I'm just saying he's not like, he's not going to take you out of the show.
The only thing better that they could have put on is Ric Flair.
Patrick Swayze.
They could have had the actual Patrick Swayze, but I think Ric Flair would have been awesome.
I felt like it was just Sebastian Bach, like, having competitions, like, model train competitions.
That whole
Swayze
arc was hilarious.
That's so funny. Like, why does Sebastian Bach give a fuck about trains?
Like, and model puppets. Trains. Trains and puppets.
Yeah.
Because he wants Conky, right?
Yeah.
And then he buys the entire, like, thing of, the fucking
the oil,
yeah, the hash oil.
I hated how they tried to make more Conkies.
Yeah,
I was like, oh. Yeah.
The Conky thing was like fucking really kind of weird.
It was
Bubbles like had a split personality basically, and you didn't really know it.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was.
When you thought about it,
it when Ricky like punches him.
Yeah, and he just snaps out of it. What the fuck am I doing, boys?
Your Bubbles impersonation is so spot on.
Oh, thanks.
He tries he tries to shoot Conky like 14 times.
Yeah.
And Bubbles is always like right behind him every time he's about to shoot him.
Yeah.
Swayze.
Ricky, think about what you're doing. You're pointing a loaded gun at a puppet.
I think the best parts of that show is when Julian is like loose cannon.
Yeah.
Like when Julian is off his shit.
When he's on the swish.
Yeah. It's great. And I like Ray, dude. Ray was probably my favorite character in the show.
Ray was
it's
great.
A shame that the guy that plays him is a total piece of shit.
Yeah. Had a couple of drinks, saw a couple things.
Yeah.
He is a piece of shit.
According to the production staff and all that, he was not a good guy to work with.
Well, evidently none of them were that great.
Yeah, that's true.
Like honestly, that's why Trevor left the show.
Yeah, because they were actually
that was the producers shitting on him all the time.
Yeah, because
they
were
all busy.
And
yeah, but
they're all treating them like they were actually Corey and Trevor offset.
Yeah, but they are all producers on the show, really.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like at least the main three are.
Jonathan Torrance, I think, is one of the most like impressive actors on that show.
J-Rock. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He kills it.
Yeah, he actually fucking nailed everything. And that character is such a weird fucking character to have to play.
Yeah.
But he pulled it off so well.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so convincing.
Like, have you ever heard him like talk? Like just not in his J-Rock voice? Like you're like, who the fuck is this?
He's very eloquent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, this guy played J-Rock? He's got to be a genius.
I loved the story arc with J-Rock one of the last seasons.
With the little fucking kid?
With the little kid, yeah.
That was all right.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was okay. I was all right, where does... Okay.
That was the season with Colonel Dancer, right? Or Private Dancer?
Yeah.
The first one with Private Dancer, not the second one. When him
it's
and,
the first one where he shows up and he's guarding the park and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I really did. I liked that season a lot.
That was a
honestly.
Good season.
That was pretty much the last one that was, like, really good.
Yeah, that was the one with the liquor snurf.
Yeah, yeah.
And Barb's fucking gang
oh
of
my God.
Lesbians.
Yeah,
I
that
hated
one
them.
Was actually wicked stupid. That part
oh,
was really stupid.
With,
what was it?
With
Candy?
Candy.
She was the worst.
God.
But she was meant... Like, she was the character you were supposed to hate.
Yeah.
But, like, they made her too hateable.
Yeah, that was
I liked.
Really
I don't know. I remember when I first watched that show, we had like no idea what we were about to get into.
Dave Reed actually showed me.
Showed it to me.
Dave Reed actually showed me that.
His dad showed it to me. Like at Taekwondo, his dad showed me it.
It blew up real fast.
It's the reason why Netflix is Netflix, I think.
Jack Banta showed it.
Because I knew so many people that got Netflix just to watch Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
And then they got Arrested Development, which you referenced earlier.
Yeah.
And then Arrested Development got huge again because of Netflix.
Well, there's a lot of shows that have done that.
It's Always Sunny was on Netflix for a while, and then they got rid of it, and Hulu picked it right up.
Yep.
And that's a show I can watch from start to finish.
Yeah, that's a show I didn't even watch.
That's my favorite show of all time. Times.
Yeah. I hope that show, like, I really think they could just keep going for, like, four more seasons.
Yeah. The new season was a little fucking rough. Certain parts, at least.
It was...
What they're doing is a lot of callbacks.
Yeah.
I watched the episode with Dan and Stubba, the clip show episode. Clip show. Of Sunny.
It was the one where...
They kept going back in time.
Charlie wasn't... They weren't sure, like, if they were in Charlie's dream or some shit. Like, I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember. I didn't watch that one. I only watched up to the one where the girls do bogs, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fucking weird, too, because it was like they kind of just rehashed the Boggs episode.
Did, and then fucking Artemis puts ayahuasca in the tea that she's fucking giving out to all the ladies on the plane. They all end up puking all over the place.
Wasn't Frank on the plane?
Yeah.
He was in the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Of course they were,
like, pulling no stops with inappropriate jokes that they could make. Just the jokes that are just
Was he hiding in the bathroom to watch the women go to the bathroom and stuff?
No, he's hiding in there to try to, like, get him to bang them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have seen that one. Yeah,
he talks about how it's, like, it's the only choice, really.
Yeah, he's the only dude on the plane, so
yeah.
Fuck it, they gotta smash him, apparently.
Right, because, you know, 2-hour flight, it's like they obviously have to smash.
I love how they keep bringing back that one dude, that guy who ended up being the flight attendant. He's like, oh my god, how do I keep running into you people? The guy from Gugino's. They just don't remember who he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Every time, they don't know who he is.
He was in the Philly episode too, right? Or was he the Eagles episode? Was he in that?
I don't know.
In the box, when they were in the luxury box?
Oh, he might have been.
I can't remember.
Brian Lefebvre episode?
Yes. Oh, maybe.
I don't think he was in that one, though.
I know he's been in
the
at
one
least,
where they were training for the
at
Eagles.
At least three of them.
I haven't watched that one that much. It's not one of my favorite episodes.
It's so funny, though.
The Brian Lefebvre one. Don't you want to get off with me? That one?
They always order spaghetti.
Yeah.
To try and trip him to tie his shoelaces
together. Yeah. It's like, we'd like the snapper, please. We're all out of snapper.
Let's see.
It says fresh fish daily.
I think it's crazy that you look at the cast list for this, and it's like Charlie Day, Glenn Howard, and Rob McElhenney, Caitlin Olsen, and Dana DeVito are in almost every episode. And then they have so many solid side characters like that are in, like, you know.
Gail the Snail's the bomb.
Gail was on Rogan a while back.
Really?
Yeah. She's actually gorgeous.
You know what?
Really?
Yeah, dude, she's actually fucking beautiful.
It's hilarious because what they do with makeup, it just it's
she
really
looks
fun.
So frumpy on that show. They do they do a good job making her look the frump.
It's like Cricket. I'm sure if you see Cricket, like, just regular. I mean, even at the beginning of the show, he looked fine.
Yeah, like, and how did they just do the teeth? Fucked him up. That's what I want to know is how do they do this teeth?
Yeah. Like, the one episode that was weird to me was the British one where they fucking go back in time and, like, the crack the Liberty Bell.
Yeah,
whatever.
That one.
Yeah, I'm.
I was a little like on the fence.
I didn't like it the first time I watched it.
Every time I watch it, I cry laughing whenever Mac talks with the wooden teeth and he's fucking whistling. Yeah. Oh, it makes me cry laughing. So fucking funny. I wish I could do that on a whim. Just make all my S's whistle.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get the T.
What? Hang on. What the fuck was this? Michael Naughton.
What's his face? Fucking Glenn Howerton is actually a really good actor. Like, he's been in a couple of things. Have you ever seen Coffee Town?
No, I did see that one show that he was just in that got canceled.
Oh, AP Bio. With, yeah,
that one
Patton
was actually
Oswalt.
Good. I liked that show. I don't. I know
wanted
why
to watch
it, got taken
it, but
out.
I never.
I don't know why it didn't get renewed. Like all of the, like Caitlin Olsen's The Mick, that one didn't get renewed. I don't think.
I felt like that was just a nerfed version of D. Yeah,
she really like, was.
I felt
honestly,
like that's what she was doing.
But it was a good show. I thought it was a great fucking show. I liked the idea behind it.
I think
it.
I watched like an episode of it.
I loved her boyfriend Jimmy.
Yeah, I didn't watch AP Bio at all though. I did want to see it when it came out. I just didn't know when it. I don't watch enough TV to like see the ad for it.
Yeah.
Because you would have to be watching whatever channel it was on.
Yeah. I have cable, which I'm about to get rid of very soon because my bill's through the fucking roof.
I mean, if I'm watching TV, it's either a fucking football game, a baseball game, or I'm watching Comedy Central because The Office or South Park are not. Is
yeah,
on
that, I only my TV's only on Comedy Central,
right?
Ever, or on Channel 3 because my fiance is watching
it. But it's like with Comedy Central, you're either gonna watch South Park or The Office, and you can just watch those on Hulu or Netflix without commercials.
Yeah. Yep. The Office I've watched through so many fucking times. I'm actually getting sick of The Office.
I've
now.
Seen
just,
it way too
I
much.
I just started rewatching it again and I'm back to being obsessed with it. We were talking about this yesterday with Dave, but I fucking missed it. I just really did.
Yeah. They were like talking about a reboot, like they were gonna redo the show, but all the actors were saying that they weren't gonna come back unless right. BJ and Mindy were the writers. And they didn't think BJ and Mindy were going to be in on it. So, and they were like the entire brains beyond that.
Yeah.
The entire show was Ryan and Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they were the fucking brains behind The Office, which I think is awesome.
I think that's.
And the best part is they were on and off relationship wise, like in real life, too, while the show was going on.
Are
so
they
that,
together?
Like,
I wonder
no,
if
no.
they.
I have no idea.
I wonder
no
if they did that, like in the show, like. Correlating with what they were doing,
because
that would be fucking
have.
Genius.
That would have been like to actually get the full emotion out of it.
Yeah,
I love that show though. I love Ryan too, and Kelly is hilarious.
Yeah.
Kelly, oh my god, is fucking scary.
So funny,
so scary in that show. Like she's so fucked up.
Yeah,
like I just watched the episode where Ryan comes back, and Kelly goes up to him, and she goes, "Well." Where she goes, well, I'm pregnant.
I'm
Dar-
and, oh,
and
I
you got to deal with it. And
she's
then
like,
that goes to the camera, and she's just like, shakes her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
the next part is like, so I lied to you about being pregnant. I don't see what the big deal about that is. He's like, you don't understand why I'd be mad. She's like, no, not at all.
Well, doesn't he come back again, and she's with Daryl?
Dude, Daryl is hilarious.
Daryl's great.
He is so good.
He's probably the biggest asshole on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hands
he really
down,
is.
Yeah, like he though. Blows Steve Carell out of the water for
him
being
and
the
Stanley.
Biggest asshole.
Him and Stanley.
Stanley
is justified.
Stanley's just an old guy who doesn't want to be talked to or fuck with. He's there to make a paycheck and then go home.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to deal with Michael's bullshit or anyone's bullshit for that matter. He wants to do his job and leave.
The episode Did I Stutter? I just watched the other day too.
Did I stutter?
Oh.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for Michael, and then when they have the conversation, he starts it off, and like I have subtitles on, and I'm watching it, and it says Michael heavy sobbing. Why don't you like me?
Yeah, he calls him into the office and just has that
he's
conversation
like,
with him.
Why don't you like me? And he starts fucking bawling his eyes out.
Well, and what's funny is like Michael's such a good character because he's so like immature and childish, but like he also has business sense.
Yeah, I love the episodes where that shows how actually good at his job he is.
Yes, the one where he takes the one guy to Chili's with Jan. That's probably my favorite Michael moment right there is where he takes the reins on the sale.
Yeah.
And Jan thinks he's gonna fuck it up, but he actually like ensures it and like gets it for them, and then she ends up banging him, and that starts the
and
whole
thing. And then
Jan
he starts
Michael
the Michael Scott paper company and sells it back to
That's such a baller move. And he's just like, yeah, my company's worthless. But you know what? You'll shut this one down, I'll make another one.
He
and they're like, Michael, that's the name. That'll be the name right there. Boom. And they're just like, fuck it.
He's just like, I don't have to outlast Dunder Mifflin. I just have to outlast you.
Yeah.
And, it's like,
and like, boom. David Wallace is like, Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Weaponized autism. Yeah.
I hated that Charles Minor fuck,
yeah, that
too.
Guy's
oh,
a fucking
he was a
asshole.
Dickhead.
Yeah, yeah. When he's trying, when they're trying to win the volleyball game, he's trying to get Pam to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then Pam does go to the hospital and finds out she's pregnant, even though she just twisted her ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was such a piece of shit.
It's crazy that, like, there's so many characters that are only there a few times that you remember all of them. Like, it's a testament to The Office and Always Sunny, too, how good the characters.
Yeah.
Todd Packer.
Yeah.
Todd Packer.
I love
the
that.
Bomb.
Well, Raymond was in one of the episodes, too. You know, Eric Wareheim was in
one
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yep,
it was
they
the
were
episode
all,
when
on
they were auditioning for, like, the job. Manager position.
Yeah.
They even had,
they had
Michael from the UK Office.
Yeah,
yeah. Too, which I
that
was
hilarious. That was so great because, like, they have, like, this great conversation. Mm-hmm. And, like, he comes off the elevator. He's like, you got any jobs going? Michael tells him no. How awesome would that be if they just fucking... pulled him into the show.
Right.
Isn't he executive producer, though? He's got to be of some sort.
I think he was a part of it, but honestly, I didn't think the UK Office was funny.
I liked it. It was different. It was definitely different than the US.
It was harsher.
I watched it after I watched the US Office,
yeah.
Which people told me was not the thing to do. You should
watch
the UK
I did
first.
Too, but I also knew that it's a completely different, their target audience is obviously the UK.
Yeah.
So they're shooting for a more awkward, like darker style. And that's what they did get.
Yeah.
There are some really good episodes though. I think the one where Michael's playing all the songs where he's playing all the songs at like during the lunch break or something. That one's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I love
I like
Ricky
Gervais.
Gervais.
Yeah, so.
Do you like Ricky Gervais?
I think he's annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
You should give him a chance and check out the show Derek.
Derek is
okay.
Oh, Derek is fucking weird though.
I love that
it
show.
Weird.
It's like it reminds me of Scrubs where it's like funny and awkward but it's also really sad sometimes. He plays this he plays like a mentally handicapped nursing home, like health aide.
Oh,
yeah,
and it's really good. It's really good.
They don't really tell you what he is.
Yeah, there's this one part in it where like because you obviously know that he's not all there,
mm-hmm.
and like Seth said, they don't really tell you, but there's one part that like will always make you cry if you watch it. That you know he's just like. They have people come in and they're like doing an inspection and they're like asking him questions and he like has no idea he can't even comprehend what they're asking him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, are you like mentally sound or something? And they're like, have you ever been tested for autism? And he's just like, autism, what's that? He goes, am I autistic? Does it matter? And like, you know, and like it gets into this whole like thing about like, who the fuck are you to try and come in here? He doesn't realize that he's actually being wicked badass and defending himself because he's just so perplexed by like, what does it matter? He goes,
really,
I do my job and I do a good job. And
really, it's just that he does a good job playing that character.
Yeah, that was when I realized how good of an actor he really is.
No, he's really good. And fucking, I just feel like he doesn't, like in the UK, obviously he blew up, but.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like over here he didn't do as much.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in enough stuff.
It's a different market over here.
The only thing
too.
That annoys me about Ricky Gervais and his stand-up comedy, it's like, dude, we get it. You don't like religion. Like, that was such a big part in all of his specials. Is
I mean,
the
Carlin
shitting
did a lot
on religion.
Of that too, though.
What's that?
Carlin did a lot of that too.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I get sick of with Carlin too. And Bill Hicks can get really preachy.
Carlin's
anti-religion.
A philosophizer.
Yeah, Carlin is good when he does the Ten Commandments. Have you seen that? He gets the Ten Commandments
and
shrinks them all the way down to just one commandment.
Yeah,
but going
who's,
back.
Okay,
to,
who's your favorite? Like, who do you think is an underappreciated actor that is probably your favorite?
Underappreciated actor?
Yeah.
I gotta think.
Bill Paxton. Rest in peace.
What did he do?
He was Hudson in Aliens. He was the main guy from Twister. He was in a few other movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there.
I don't know why I can't think of his name. Steve Brule.
What's his name? John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. I think he's an incredible actor. Have you seen some of the serious movies that he's in?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, we need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah.
Blew my fucking mind. That movie was absolutely incredible.
That was fucked up, too.
It was. Kid shoots up a school with a bow and arrow. But it was Ezra Miller. They couldn't have got a better fucking person to play that role. Because he has, like, that creepy stare. You know what I mean? Like, he has that dead eyes look.
Yeah, there's, like, guys that can just do that. Like, go from a really goofy role to something serious. I mean, even Tim Heidecker did the...
The comedy.
Yeah.
The comedy was not a comedy.
No.
Have you seen the comedy?
No.
It's drama. Like, it's super like a
black,
depressing...
Like black... what's the word for it? Like, bleak? No, there's a name for it.
It is black.
It's like a black comedy.
It is black comedy.
Like, really serious drama.
Oh, so, like...
It's, like, all super depressing. Like, it's all drab as shit.
Oh, shit.
And like, what is it exactly? I haven't like seen those it since kinds it came of movies. Out.
I gotta be in a certain type of mood to watch those. Like, Requiem for a Dream, that movie, like, legit fucked me up. I don't like watching that movie.
I've never seen that.
It's really uncomfortable to fucking really watch.
But
that's what it was meant to do.
Mulholland Drive is just like that, too. Have you seen Mulholland Drive?
No, I haven't.
That's a good one. That's a... Oh my God! Who did Twin Peaks?
Oh shit! That's a fucking trippy ass show.
Yeah, the guy that did Twin Peaks did Mulholland Drive, if I recall correctly. It's basically this girl gets in a car accident and has amnesia, and she's like lost in L.A. and has no idea who she is or where she has to go. And it's in like the 70s, so like there's no fucking Google or anything, and nobody has any idea who she is, and she has to try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I've heard of it a lot, but I never watched it.
Who the fuck?
I still think Lil Bow Wow is the best underappreciated actor.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Lil Bow Wow?
You ever seen Like Mike?
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, my God. Wasn't he in one of the Madea movies, too?
Yeah, he was Madea.
Yeah.
David Lynch.
No, he was in that one Madea movie where David the mom Lynch. Dies. I like Madea movies, okay? Sue me. I like certain Tyler Perry movies because I have color in my skin. That's not the only reason, but I do think some of his movies are funny.
I've never seen any of them, I don't think.
I actually don't mind Tyler Perry movies.
It's not a movie. They're not any movies you need to watch, but if you watch them, you'll like just be like, okay, that's funny.
Did he do Big Mama's House?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there was
No. I don't think he
that
did.
That was Martin Lawrence, right?
Yeah, that's Martin Lawrence. I don't think they're
just great. Mindless comedy is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, people, like, they go,
which is good. I mean, that's...
Tyler Perry's the black Adam Sandler, and it's like, yeah, but that's... You say that like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Because Adam Sandler movies aren't
Adam
that bad
Sandler
either.
Is unbelievable.
Because you have the comedy with the feelsy moments. Like Click. Yeah. Like Click is fucking hilarious, but that movie made me cry the first time.
If we're talking about like some of the most talented people on the planet Earth, I'm thinking Adam Sandler's up there.
Yeah.
Like, top
Seth
five.
MacFarlane is up there. And then you think about how maybe they only get hate because so many people in the industry are jealous of him.
I don't think Seth MacFarlane's that.
Really? You don't think
You know what? And a lot of them do get hate because a lot of people are jealous. It's the same thing that happened with, like, Cat Williams and, like,
Well, Cat Williams
Kevin
also
Hart.
Fought a child.
Well, yeah, but Kevin Hart did Kevin Hart's the same thing.
Yeah, but I
Kevin Hart, I mean, Kevin Hart is like
is talented,
super fucking huge.
But I don't like him.
And he...
I'd like to meet him, though. I think I'd like to hang out with him.
He seems... I don't know. I feel like he just does everything well. And as far
he
as
does
talent
everything
goes,
right, and he doesn't get in trouble.
He hits the mark for black comedy.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he gets a lot of the relatable points and shit like that. And all of his stand-up's fucking gold.
Yeah.
I've listened to his stand-up a bunch of times.
When it first came out, I loved it. And then it was like, everything was Kevin Hart. And I was
everyone's quoting
and
it.
And he was like really good. And it was fun to watch him in all these movies.
That's part
of the
issue.
Is really good too. But
Cat Williams,
like,
it was the same thing. People quoting that. And you're like, okay, I know.
Which one's
good,
Cat Williams?
He was the one. He did the
Cat Williams,
the Pimp Chronicles.
Oh yeah.
The short-haired, straight, short.
Yeah, Cat Williams
guy.
Is really.
He was
funny.
He had so much energy on stage too. He'd be running around the whole fucking show, sweating his ass off.
You know who I miss, honestly?
Dave Chappelle.
No, he's back.
He's
but
back.
Dane Cook, honestly, like
I do miss Dane Cook too. He was a legitimately awesome fucking comedian.
Yeah.
I don't care if he stole jokes. Nobody really knew like. I don't know.
Everybody, like, I feel like everybody does. It's just like you kind of can't really avoid it because sometimes it's like you're not like you. If you're a comedian, you don't have time to watch every other comedian.
Exactly.
So if you do, even if you parallel think, it's you're gonna probably steal somebody's joke.
He did have some jokes though that were like pretty much word for word.
If it's word for word, that's when you get an issue.
That was the problem with Amy Schumer too. Was that with her show?
Well, that was her show, and it was a lot of the writers they were saying too.
Yeah, her writers and producers were the same from like Mad TV and Chappelle's show because it was on Comedy Central. And there are skits in inside Amy Schumer that are actually frame by frame the same exact skit.
Yeah,
really.
And when she got called out on it, she was like, "So, like, whatever." Like,
there's also skits that are exactly stand up jokes.
Yeah, from other random comics and stuff.
I just want her like, I don't think she's funny at all whatsoever. I just want her to find an angle that isn't her being a slut.
Like, I thought she was great when she first came out.
That's part of the issue with a lot of female comedians is that that's their angle, you know?
And that's funny to a certain extent. I mean,
Nikki Glaser does it, but she does it pretty well, I think.
Ellen's hilarious.
Yeah, Ellen's pretty good, yeah.
Like, Ellen is fucking amazing. Dude, yeah, I will channel my inner middle-aged woman.
Her new special was really good.
Yeah.
I've never watched Ellen stand up.
No, dude, never she's really it. Funny. Like she is literally she is the female Seinfeld.
I love watching her show. I watch the Ellen show.
Her show is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Guys across the world will admit to saying that they fucking watch the Ellen show, even though that entire audience is full of women. Those guys like that are there that have been taken by their wives and shit like that. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. They're dancing along. They're in there.
Like, the only shows that I won't watch that are stereotypically for women are like The View and The Talk.
Yeah.
Those shows are awful. And they also have the most, well, except when Norm MacDonald was on The View.
Yeah. I don't like geared shows.
I gotta show you that. Norm MacDonald on The View.
Fucking
man. Yeah, but we can do that. We got to take a break soon.
For sure. We're at an hour already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Goddamn.
It flies by.
It does. Especially when you're eating Slim Jims and drinking coconut water.
Then time just skips.
Yeah. 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 It's like Interstellar.
We found the formula. Someone hit up Elon Musk.
The formula is mechanically separated chicken. Yeah.
That's
in tubes.
Disgusting. In
tubes.
Everything is tubes, man.
I want
man.
My meat in tube form.
You can get it, dude. Your beef comes in tubes.
Beef testosterone. All right. We're going to take a quick
briggity break.
3 week break.
Yeah.
Or wait, no. We already took a 3 week
break.
It's going to
be
back from the break.
1 day break.
1 day break.
Clear Shots is available on any of your favorite podcast platforms. ClearShotsPodcast.com is the best place to find all of our social media links. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.